In one who is blocked at two of the three lower energy centers, dreaming will be of value in the polarization process in that there will be a repetition of those portions of recent catalyst as well as deeper held blockages, thereby giving the waking mind clues as to the nature of these blockages and hints as to possible changes in perception which may lead to the unblocking. This type of dreaming or communication through the veiled portions of the mind occurs also with those mind/body/spirit complexes which are fun-ioning with far less blockage and enjoying the green ray. 412, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences Evasion or Higher Evasion. At those times at which the mind/body/spirit complex experiences catalyst, momentarily re-blocking or baffling or otherwise distorting the flow of energy in flux. Therefore, in all cases it is useful to a mind/body/spirit complex to ponder the content and emotive resonance of dreams. For those whose green ray energy centers have been elevated as well as for those whose green ray energy centers are off at an unusual unblockage due to extreme catalyst, such as what is termed the physical death of the self or one which is beloved occurring in what you may call your near future, dreaming takes on another elevity. This is what may loosely be termed precognition or a knowing which is prior to that which shall occur in physical manifestation in your yellow ray third density space, time. This property of the mind depends upon its placement, to a great extent, in time, space, so that the terms of present and future and past have no meaning. This will, if made proper use of by the mind/body/spirit complex, enable this entity to enter more fully into the all-compassionate love of each and every circumstance, including those circumstances against which an entity may have a strong distortion towards what you may call unhappiness. As a mind/body/spirit complex consciously chooses the path of the adept and, with each energy balanced to a minimal degree, begins to open the indigo ray energy center, the so-called dreaming becomes the most efficient tool for polarization. For, if it is known by the adept that work may be done in consciousness while the so-called conscious mind rests, this adept may call upon those which guide it, those presences which surround it, and, most of all, the magical personality which is the higher self in space, time analog as it moves into the sleeping mode of consciousness. With these affirmations attended to, the elevity of dreaming reaches that potential of learn, teaching which is most helpful to increasing the distortions of the adept towards its chosen polarity. 46 This communication of deeper self to conscious self through the veil in dreaming is likened by those of you to programming a computer. We might suggest the general use of the dreaming state is that which allows the seeker to use the subconscious mind such as one of your computer programmers would utilize the computer. The conscious mind is aware of the situation that presents the puzzle. It then, through its desire to solve the puzzle, provides that which it has gained of knowledge to the subconscious mind, and that information, when charged with the desire to find the path of love for the seeker, shall return to the seeker in what you call dreams that are coded in a sim. 413, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences Blick Fashion. To become more fully aware of these messages from the subconscious mind is the goal of remembering the dreams. One may learn this skill by reminding the self upon retiring for the evening that each dream shall be remembered and recorded as soon as possible upon its completion. These dreams and their coded messages then may become the topics, shall we say, for the meditation of the day. In this fashion, the subconscious mind is programmed to release information which may serve to reveal more and more pieces of the puzzle so that the feet may be placed more firmly upon the path of love. 47 They also characterize dreaming as a process of integration. When the brain copes with pain and difficult suffering, it wishes either to attack or to flee, or both. In contrast, the consciousness which carries with it eternity looks at the same catalyst. It fun-ions, as all self-conscious things do, to observe, to analyze, to figure out what is occurring. Once this has been done, the way consciousness works is to take all of this ideated material and let it sift down through the roots of the deeper mind, so that at some point dreams, visions or certainties will be clear, clarifying in lucidity beyond words. not the particulars of transformation but the feeling of surrender and acceptance of the catalyst which occurs. 48 So dreams work as an ongoing process of communication from self to self, from the conscious mind to the deep mind as we are awake, and from the deep mind to the conscious mind, when we are dreaming. It is a conversation far beyond words, within a very spacious self which, as we work, we gradually see is as large as any universe we can probe with our telescopes. It is fueled by a drive to perceive pattern and resonance. The subconscious portions of each entity's mind are filled with the patterns of the incarnative experience and send various portions of these lessons and experiences to the conscious mind in the form of the dream, that there might be a dialogue with the conscious entity seeking to uncover the treasures of the subconscious mind. In order to be able to work with these dream images, it is well that the seeker send a message to the subconscious mind that it is ready to work upon those messages in dreams. This may be done by reminding the self before bedtime to attempt to remember one dream this night, to further reinforce this desire by placing the appropriate instruments to record the dream whenever one is able to remember the dream, whether it is shortly after the dream or upon waking in the morning. It is through the constant repetition to the self, to the subconscious mind of one who, 414, chapter 12, applied spiritual sciences wishes to work with these dreams, that the subconscious mind will become convinced that the conscious self is serious in this desire, and will then begin to release to the conscious mind dreams which will be able to be remembered. 49 Those of L. Lima suggest that our attitude in working with dream material is best shaped as a courtship, a wooing of the thoughts of the deep mind. One who wishes to know how to move into the unveiling process may well view the courting process. The deeper portions of the mind are purer, more sensitive, and far more delicate in struggle than those portions of the mind which are in heavy, everyday use. The deeper portions of the mind are those portions which rear to impersonal and deeply felt rhythms and energies which flow into the energy web of the individual. The process of unveiling that deep mind is one which will span many, many incarnations. That entrance into the deep mind should be as careful, loving and concerned as the suitor with damp palms who offers a corsage to his date for the dance. It is truly a gentle thing, and a slow process when done well, to lift the veil, not by intent, but by the process of disciplining one's waking personality. That is, one does not successfully assault the deep mind, rather, one prepares oneself to receive from the deep mind that which it is prepared to give, and then through the process of meditation, the process of the daydream, the vision and the dreaming within sleep, it is in these ways that the deep mind yields its fruits to the conscious mind. 50 So we are suitors of our own deeper thoughts and feelings, our own mystery of being. Part of the mystery that is dreaming is, who is arranging the dreams? Don asks, questioner, how is the dream designed or programmed? Is it done by the higher self, or who is responsible for this? Ra, I am Ra. In all cases the mind/body/spirit complex makes what use it can of the faculty of the dreaming. It, itself, is responsible for this activity. Questioner, then you are saying that the subconscious is responsible for what I will call the design or scriptwriter for the dream. Is this Kua? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua 0.51 yet what is the subconscious mind? The Ra's matter of fire reply rather shields the far that this deeper mind seems to have roots in deity, in 415, chapter 12, applied spiritual sciences eternity, in heavenly things. Those of L. Lima suggest that the deep mind accessed during sleep is the portion of consciousness that dwells in the metaphysical universe, or time/space. Time, space is unknown territory. The word which perhaps more closely than any other in your language represents it is the noumenal, another word would be the mysterious. To the space, time consciousness, time/space is shifting, elusive and unpredictable. And yet, the majority of your true mind dwells in time rather than in space, and is used for more efficiently processing that catalyst which is gathered during your incarnational experience in space, time. When you dream clearly, the portion of your mind which is dwelling in time, We will abbreviate time, space to time and space, time to space, speaks to you of that which you have not yet become aware in space. 52 Those of you who describe the speaker of the dreams as that self which exists between incarnations, another way of saying roughly the same thing, we encourage the use of both meditative periods and sleeping and dreaming to more and more easily link into the self that exists between incarnations. While it is not the great self, being a biased entity, it does, nevertheless, have much of wisdom which it aids entities to link up with within incarnation. It is not so much the knowledge of what has happened in past lives that helps as it is the seating and grounding of the self from the part which blooms in incarnation down to the roots of that being which lie within that portion of your consciousness which carries all memory of previous lifetimes and other deep awarenesses such as the archetypical. 53 Those of you who also cherize the dream speaker as the higher self. The higher self is a resource which is most usually come to aid in the deeper states of meditation or within the state of sleep and dreaming. For this resource is one which is most subtle and one which observes the need to maintain free will most scrupulously. 54 To maintain this free will, our deeper, higher, more deity-linked self speaks in dreams, not with complete lucidity usually, but in vague, maddeningly non-linear and symbolic ways, telling us, but not telling us, the story. It speaks through a glass darkly, through the veil. This veiling of the deeper mind remains even within dreams, but the veil is at least lifted a bit. We receive good information, but it is encoded. Don asks those of Ra, 416, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences Questioner, is the memory that the individual has upon waking from the dream usually reasonably accurate? Is the dream easily remembered? Ra, I am Ra. You must realize that we are overgeneralizing in order to answer your queries as there are several sorts of dreams. However, in general, it may be noted that it is only for a trained and disciplined observer to have reasonably good recall of the dreaming. This faculty may be learned by virtue of a discipline of the recording immediately upon awakening of each and every detail which can be recalled. This training sharpens one's ability to recall the dream. The most common perception of a mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complex of dreams is muddied, muddled and quickly lost. 55 It is these muddy, dim dreams that we who are not working with our dreams remember, for the most part. On the face of it, often they do not seem to be wells of information. And to make things muddier, each person's dream language and landscape is very much an individual thing. It is well, in order to use a deeper source of information about the self, to work with the dreaming. There are no two who dream in the same symbology. Many generalizations are true in the majority of cases, but there are no images within dreams that are precisely and archetypically the same for any two entities. Consequently, when studying the dreams, as in studying behavior, it is well to allow a large portion of your time, which this instrument calls years, in order that this process may bear fruit. 56 Those of Ra echo this, questioner, in processing the catalyst of dreams is there a universal language of the unconscious mind which may be used to interpret dreams, or does each entity have a unique language in its own unconscious mind which it may use to interpret the meaning of dreams? Ra, I am Ra. There is what might be called a partial vocabulary of the dreams due to the common heritage of all mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complexes. Due to each entity's unique incarnational experiences there is an overlay which grows to be a larger and larger proportion of the dream vocabulary as the entity gains experience. 57 While it is true that we get better at dream interpretation as we gain experience, I think that we can begin to learn from dream work rather quickly. Always, however, it is well to remember to keep the light and delicate touch in working with dreams. We need to risp the careful shape of dreams, there, 417, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences way they communicate powerful and profound truth to us, truth that we probably could not bear to hear straight out in the waking state. There is a reality to the dream which is greater than the waking reality. In reality, the subconscious is always far more fully conscious than the waking entity. So the, shall we say, syntax and vocabulary which informs these images is of an order impossible to contain within the waking state. Were this material to be given with this degree of clarity within the waking state, the consensus reality which the self depends upon would tend to be greatly shaken, the energy of this harvest being that which the waking self could not bear. Thusly, the dream is skillfully knitted up for the self by the self in the way which allows the self to remain sturdily within the incarnational set of biases which define the perceptions of self to self at the moment. 58 We may, then, see dreams as gifts of the spirit which we have to unwrap carefully in order not to mangle or destroy. Mary feels that keeping a dream notebook is a key. Through the case teachings I learned to write down and interpret dreams. That is, I got really good at waking up to immediately to write them down for approximately 3 years. Interpreting is another story. I could only make the attempt and hope I was right. However, this ended up being the best way for me to hear my subconscious mind, and still is. 59 Mary brings up a problem about working with dreams that I have not been able to solve, the sheer volume of the material that is possible. After Don Elkin's death I was in therapy for several years, and my duo was a Jungian who loved to work with her patients' dreams, so I began recording mine to share with her. At first I remembered only fragments, my normal state when not working with dreams. However, I quickly became able to awaken and write down a dream immediately after it occurred. I kept a blank notebook, pen and flashlight by the bed. The flashlight was used so as not to awaken myself completely as I would do if turning on a normal room light. Within a fortnight I was recording as many as 7 dreams a night, each one full of such myriad details that it might take me half an hour just to record the dream. I was virtually no longer sleeping. I would doze off, have a dream, wake up and record the dream. I would repeat this process all night. There are some of us who are not meant to work with their dreams, perhaps. I have never run into anyone else who had this problem doing dream work. I believe those of Ra would say it is my too dramatic nature. I dream baroque amounts of color and detail. 131 Reports, 418, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. I find that I usually learn a lot more about a dream when I write it down. Writing about it seems to open up avenues of information that would otherwise remain closed. Sometimes there is very interesting stuff that comes out. I don't go into elaborate evaluations of dreams or anything like that. But I really enjoy the feeling of resonating with dream images and feelings, and hovering there in the mystery of it all. And sometimes I even get what seems like a glimpse of something truly enlightening. And that is just grand. 60 The quirky sense of humor that enlivens our dreams shows up in so many ways, once we start listening. Romy Borrell reports such a dream punchline: I had an incident in my dream last night that I wanted to share with you. I said the phrase joy in life. It is something I've been working on, struggling with. When I said the phrase, I was given a phrase back, life in joy. Immediately I had the awareness that, for me, at least, it's not about putting joy in life. Joy is the very essence of our being, another name for love or knowing. I've always had joy. It is the core of my being, if you will, but I hadn't been giving it life. I haven't been giving life or allowing my true self to live. I woke myself up crying. 61 It is wonderful when we get an aha experience in a dream. I have certainly had some extremely clear dreams at crisis points in my life, dreams which have a lucid, three-dimensional, real quality that most dream landscapes lack. Those of Ra end their discussion of dreams with Don by noting, the other phenomenon of the dreaming which is of aid is the type of dream which is visionary and which prophets and mystics have experienced from days of old. Their visions come through the roots of mind and speak to a hungry world. Thus the dream is of service without being of a personally polarizing nature. However, in that mystic or prophet who desires to serve, such service will increase the entity's polarity. 62 This visionary type of dreaming is rare. 149 Is such a dreamer, and she says, I am an open channel for many energies of very high vibrations, especially Oriaha, and my dream time is more real for me than my waking hours here on Earth. I spend a lot of time elsewhere and I spend quite a bit of time in some sort of what I call dream layures. The strange thing is that I wake up at night and I can hear the layure. 419, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences continue. It is in a language not of the Earth and it is very, very holy in its vibration. I can get up and walk around and it never stops. I go back to bed and it doesn't miss a beat. I never remember it, but always know I will remember when it is time to remember. 63 There is a specialized ability. I feel sure that this feeds strongly into her channeling, for she has that outer gift. There are also rare instances of people who have the skill of healing others from within dreams, and other specialized abilities related to channeling. Most of us, however, will remain within the relatively private concerns of our own lives, and will need to take time and patience in working with our dreams slowly to build up our intelligence. Keep a dream notebook, by all means, and note when we have a dream that feels important, that has a special atmosphere or intensity. For such particular dreams, look at each churuer in the dream. We can profitably assume all churuers to be some asp or proine of ourselves. What do these churuers mean to our conscious minds? How do we relate to thoughts of them? Look into that. What period of our life did they live in? What situations were swamping our emotions at that time? What are the main ways we feel about them now? Sense into the emotional climate of the dream. Every way we can utilize our intelligence and intuition helps. Those with creative minds have done all sorts of impressive things working with their dreams. One friend works repeatedly on theme dreams, going back over the material as the dream recurs. Another friend has taken the considerable time and trouble to draw for himself the landscape of his dreams, the environment, the buildings. He has found that they are quite finite, real and coed from one dream to another. I have also found this to be true. The work of rummaging through these landscapes and themes and specific dreams is often productive. Rummage to our heart's content. But in a courtly, gently lazy way. As those of Oaxall say, the more one tries, often, the less one succeeds in reaching back for that dream that has eluded one. The more one merely allows the dream to once again have its sway, the easier it becomes to explore what has transpired within the dream. 64 Those of dreams, Ewer suggest that we employ meditation to help us interpret our, we recommend that the meditative state be utilized to build a pathway to the subconscious mind, and that this pathway be traveled on a regular basis with the intent to retrieve those pieces of the puzzle which await discovery within. This process may be enhanced by combining the dreaming state and the information that can be gained in that state. 420, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences with the fruits of the meditative state so that the working of the puzzle becomes primarily a subconscious process that is aided by the conscious mind only in the providing of the more and more intense desire to know where one's feet may find love in the daily round of Levites. 65 This quote captures the essence of that pattern of desire and information which is the heart of the process of learning from dreaming. Our conscious desires to learn from our dreams, and our affirmation to ourselves before sleeping that we wish to remember and write down our dreams, focus desire to accomplish a task. This task is interpreted by the deep mind or higher self, and it responds to our desire by expressing dreams to us. We then further cooperate with this process by keeping a dream notebook and consciously playing with the interpretation of this dream material. What we will tend to find is that we dream in cyclic patterns. Some material is patently transient, mere repetition of something that we did recently. Other material is evocative, provocative, filled with emotional atmosphere and aura and textured with rich imagery. It is then our part to sift through this mélange, extracting those clues and masks with which we wish to work, whose implications we wish to ponder. Quite often through the years, the Confederation entities have offered to help us with this dreaming process. Those of you who say, as we have been called by many such as yourselves, Then we look to those who call and present ourselves in whatever form or fashion is most helpful to them, whether it be, in a small number of cases such as the calling of this group, to hear our words and opinions, or to those who need an inspirational dream, shall we say, and thus a visitation within the sleep and dreaming portion of your experience, or whether it might be more helpful to provide a coincidental meeting of entities within the third density illusion that they might share with each other, that they might share the seeking that grows within both hearts. Thus we aim most of our efforts toward this planet and its harvest which is ongoing at this time. 66 to the Confederation entities, offering help within the dream state is desirable because there is the natural protion of the individual's free will within this state, and only that which can safely be consciously remembered clearly will be. However, inspiration and encouragement within dreams translates to an ineffably improved sense of wholeness and vitality in the waking state, and several of those with whom I have worked have had good results from this method of asking for dream help. If we desire to avail ourselves of this offered help, I would recommend asking for the precise 421, chapter 12, applied spiritual sciences name of the group, such as you or are, with which we resonate most strongly, and doing this asking within the framework of a short meditation before sleep in which the self is offered for service to others. This is a protean against what remains a most crowded universe, full of churuers who are not nearly so nice and would be delighted to disrupt our sleep and feed us delusions of grandeur. Positively oriented extraterrestrial sources such as the Confederation entities have fastidious and courteous manners and an exacting sense of preserving each entity's free will. I would not recommend simply broadcasting a request for help from any source. Be specific. And do not expect UFOs to show up in the dream. The Confederation sources are not usually such a literal bunch, in most cases a craft is not necessary. Many such CON2s, shall we say, are made in the state of sleep and dreams and may not even be consciously remembered by the entity CON2ed. The purpose still is the same, to awaken the one CON2ed to the purpose of its life and mission as determined by it before this incarnation. In some few cases the entity is CON2ed by the use of a craft of the UFO description, for it is felt by the entity's own higher self, shall we say, that such a CON2 is most beneficial for the awakening of that entity, as each entity is unique. And in some cases the CON2 by the craft is also utilized for a wider purpose, that being the presentation to your population of the concept of mystery, so that the seeking to its solution might be generated. 67. Journaling. We were talking about a kind of journaling in speaking of keeping a dream notebook. A journal can be anything from a notebook listing recipes used or dreams experienced, to a diary of the day's events, to a social commentary of said events, to a journal of ideas, visions and questions. Many people keep them and find the process helpful, from alcoholics fulfilling one of their 12 steps to children confiding their first secrets to Dear Diary to Thomas Merton and St. Augustine, Leonardo da Vinci and Proust, recording their struggles with God and Mammon, knowledge, truth and beauty. We can always find journals written by worthy authors in the bookstores, since anyone who can write well and think in interesting ways has plenty to say to surprise and intrigue us. But others' thoughts cannot always reveal to us our own, and this is the true purpose, I think, of journaling. 422, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. I went through a year and a half journaling period while working on this present pro, in one of the two previous incarnations of this handbook, in 1993 and 1994, when I was writing my autobiography, feeling that people deserved to know who I was, since I was writing all this opinion. I felt people could then come to trust my good intentions, and I would become more nearly transparent to the material in the book. It was a good idea, but, in that form, it just did not satisfy me, being too full of me. In the process of discovering this, I spent a year and a half getting up at 5:30 in the morning so I could do some writing before the day began. At that time, I was going to school, so I left the house at 7:30 and was gone all day. As part of this biography pro, I kept a journal, for at the time I thought perhaps to publish the journal along with the biography as a way of bringing in the wonderful letters I was getting from my correspondents. I scrapped the pro after completing the autobiography so far, but I did find that writing in the journal made me pin down what I thought about things in a more efficient and yet a more full way, since in order to write about something, I was pressed to find some words that worked to satisfy my unspoken concepts.